defending your significant other, such as your wife, your girlfriend, your fiance, your role in shielding her from family insults. Let's talk about it.
Welcome to KNX Unscripted with your host, Keith B., an exceptional, open-minded individual who enjoys sharing one-on-one conversations with people from all over the world. He explores their passions, backgrounds, and cultures, generally what keeps them excited about life. This podcast is a raw, unscripted conversation, real talk about everything: race, culture, sex, marriage, sports, and more, with no limits. So if you're ready, let's begin the conversations. This is the KNX Unscripted Podcast. Here's your host, Keith B.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to the KNX Unscripted Podcast with your host, Keith B. And I'm going to jump right into it. I'm not going to waste your time. I don't like wasting anybody's time. I know you guys are all busy, and I'm just grateful that you're taking out the time to listen to this KNX Unscripted Podcast. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Defending your significant other, your wife, your fiance, your girlfriend, your role in shielding her from family insults. And I would believe that your next question would be, why is he speaking about this? A couple of days ago, I spoke with a friend of mine, and I haven't spoken to him since before Thanksgiving. And that's what got him on the phone, and you know, we go through all the pleasantries, you know, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And how was the holidays? Man, Keith, the holidays sucked, man. And this is what he tells me. It's just the fam, man. You know, the fam. Fam is giving my wife a hard time. There's a lot of things being said about what she was wearing, this and that. You know, she's kind of overweight. You know, my family is pretty fit, and it's a lot of insults, man. A lot of behind the door things, and it's just tough, you know, and it's really hurt my wife's feelings. And I'm kind of like at a loss right now about what to do about it. You know, you don't want to get into a fight with your family. You don't want to get into a fisticuff with your family, but something has to be done. Something has to be done. And, you know, it just, it's sad sometimes how mean family can be at times when it comes to the wife, fiance, girlfriend. Because it happens. It happens. You know, as a husband, your primary duty extends beyond the confines of your marital relationship. I mean, it encompasses safeguarding your wife's emotional well-being, especially when faced with insults from your own family. I mean, navigating this delicate terrain demands a thoughtful and proactive approach to ensure both the strength of your marriage and the harmony within your extended family. You know, first and foremost, recognize that you and your wife are a united front. Your commitment to each other means standing together in face of adversity. When insults or criticism arise from your family, it's not just a reflection on her. It's a challenge to the foundation of your partnership. So you must prioritize shielding her from emotional harm and ensuring that she feels secure and valued within the family you fold. That's just your job. I mean, you guys also must have an open and honest communication with your wife, I mean, that's important too. Having open and honest communications with your wife. I mean, you gotta, as a husband, you gotta create a safe space for her to express her feelings without fear of judgment, and understand her perspective and validate her emotions and let her know that you are there to support her. I mean, this foundation of truth, or trust, will be crucial as you navigate through the complexity of your family dynamics. You know, when confronted with insults from your family, I mean, the approach of the situation, you got to use a combination of diplomacy and education. Instead of like reacting with anger or being or defensiveness, and you got to address the issue calmly. I mean, consider having a private conversation with family members who made the hurtful comments. I mean, you got to express to them the impact of their words and request and demand respect. I mean, you got to choose a tone that promotes understanding rather than confrontation. In cases where insults are persuasive or pervasive and involve multiple family members, you may have to opt for a collective discussion. I mean, this can take place at a family gathering or a dedicated meeting. And you have to encourage open dialogue where everyone can share their perspective and feelings, and emphasize the impact of the derogatory comments, on the family's harmony, and most importantly, on your wife's well-being. And you have to set some boundaries. I mean, you really have to set some boundaries if you're going through something like this. I mean, boundaries is crucial in creating a supportive environment for your wife. Make it clear that disrespectful comments will not be tolerated, and establish consequences from crossing those boundaries. This proactive stance emphasizes the importance of respect and unity within the family, and forces an atmosphere where insults are discouraged. I mean, defending your wife is one of your jobs as a husband. Defending your wife against insults from the family is not just a responsibility, it's a testament of strength and your commitment. That's what it is. And like I say, you approach the situation with open communication, empathy, and diplomacy. And by working together as a team, you can create an environment that prioritizes love, respect, and understanding, ensuring the emotional well-being of your wife is protected within the dynamics of the family relationship. You know, a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine on Facebook, Paula Ormsby, I think that's her name, she made a post on Facebook. And Paula put this post on Facebook. It was something like, I'm trying to remember. I don't want to mess it up, Paula. The unnecessary argument are not part of the plans moving forward. Before you argue with someone about anything, ask yourself, is this person mentally mature enough to grasp the concept of different perspectives? If not, there's no point to argue. Just keep that in mind for 2024 about anything that goes on when it comes to disagreements and arguments, and trying to make people understand where you're coming from. Because some people just are not mature enough to understand the wrong that they have done. And if they aren't, you just got to move away from them. You just gotta cut them off. And that includes family. That includes family. You do what you have to do to protect your wife. You may have to cut off people. You have a commitment to that woman. That's what you have a commitment to. Set them boundaries. Make sure you set them boundaries. Disrespect will not be tolerated. I don't care what's wrong with my wife. Disrespect won't be tolerated. Defending your family, defending your wife from family insults. This has been KNX Unscripted Podcast. You can listen to KNX Unscripted on all podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can listen to me on all platforms. Please share. Please support. Please follow. Please listen. Please give me 5 stars. Check me out, KNX Unscripted, and we are out.
You've been listening to the KNX Unscripted Podcast with your host, Keith B. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Be sure and catch our next episode, and thank you for listening.